This is Ethically Speaking.
Americans are shocked by the prisoner abuse in Iraq. They wonder how our soldiers could do such a thing. Pardon me if I'm not surprised. It's human nature to do what some of those soldiers did.
You think it's human nature to mistreat people when you have the power to do so? Now I'm shocked.
Hear me out. First, we send soldiers out to kill the bad guys. Sometimes we capture those bad guys instead, taking them as prisoners. And then we blame the soldiers for mistreating the prisoners. Let's see. It's okay to kill the bad guys, but not okay to humiliate and abuse them. What I'm saying is that it's natural that people might have some difficulty with that distinction.
Okay, I'll admit the confusion is understandable, but it's also helped along by the culture of war. Soldiers are taught to separate the other from themselves. The other is the enemy. And in wars, we help this distinction along through the use of derogatory terms. Gooks, Japs, Jerrys, even just calling them the enemy. So when our soldiers are given license to kill these people, it shouldn't surprise us when they commit other atrocities as well. Fortunately, human nature includes compassion as well as aggression. That's the ideal behind the Geneva Convention, declaring that captured opponents be treated with dignity and respect. These rules are meant to counterbalance the meaning of war. We count on the rule of law to ensure that every person is treated with respect.
No form of rule can completely prevent the misuse of power, but that's where democracies and dictatorships are different. Democracy allows citizens to hold accountable those persons who commit such acts in our name.
How are you exercising the power of citizenship? Add your voice at ethicallyspeaking.org.
This is Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking, a co-production of the University of South Florida and the University of Montana, with support from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Eric Hutchins.